This is In the News in VOA Special English. The race for the Republican presidential nomination moved this week to the southeastern United States. Florida, the state with the fourth largest population, will hold its Republican primary election on January 31st. But first comes the South Carolina primary next Saturday. The results could show whether anyone has a serious chance to keep Mitt Romney from becoming the Republican candidate for president. Mr. Romney is the first Republican in more than 30 years to win both the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary in a competitive race. On Tuesday, he won nearly 40% of the vote in New Hampshire. He owns a house there and was the governor of a neighboring state, Massachusetts. In his victory speech, he called on South Carolina voters to help make him the candidate to defeat President Obama.
Tonight we're asking the good people of South Carolina to join the citizens of New Hampshire and make 2012 the year he runs out of time.
Mr. Romney has the support of South Carolina's Governor Nikki Haley. She is a favorite among supporters of the conservative Tea Party movement. Texas Congressman Ron Paul finished second in New Hampshire. That state's official motto is Live Free or Die. He won support with his strong belief in individual freedoms and a pullback of American troops from around the world.
We've had enough of sending our kids and our money around the world to be the policemen of the world. It's the time to bring them home.
John Huntsman, a former Utah governor and ambassador to China, finished third.
Third place is a ticket to ride, ladies and gentlemen.
Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich and former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum each got just under 10% of the vote. Mr. Santorum calls himself the true conservative. He finished 8 votes behind Mr. Romney last week in Iowa. Texas Governor Rick Perry gave little attention to New Hampshire, but has been spending a lot of time in South Carolina. Other candidates were also visiting that state, even before the primary in New Hampshire. Chris Gladieri is a political scientist at St. Anselm College in New Hampshire. He explains why South Carolina is so important.
To the extent that folks like Rick Santorum and John Huntsman were focusing all of their attention on really early states like Iowa and New Hampshire, that was time and money and effort that they weren't putting into South Carolina. So everyone else who's not Romney is going to be playing catch-up.
Primary elections will continue across the country. The general election is in November. At around the same time, the top leaders of China are all expected to retire following a Communist Party Congress. Political considerations could test the complex relationship between China and the United States in 2012. China now has the world's second largest economy. Its trade policies and military spending have been issues of concern for the United States. One test of the relationship could come from Taiwan's presidential election on Saturday. China considers the island its territory and has threatened to use force if Taiwan declares independence. China held military exercises around the island before elections in 1996. To help defend Taiwan, President Bill Clinton sent 2 aircraft carriers to the area. This time, the Chinese government has avoided public comments. Alexander Wang is a professor of strategy at Taiwan's Tam Kung University. He thinks the United States and China are seeking to avoid tensions.
Both China and the United States would like to see the continuity of stability and peace across the Taiwan Strait, because both China and the United States will have a very busy political agenda this year.
And that's In the News in VOA Special English. Listen Monday for more about the Republican presidential race on This Is America. I'm Steve Emberg.